This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for May 6th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published by the JNS today. The article topics in this podcast are anatomy and oncology. Use of 5-aminolevulinic acid for the confirmation of deep-seated brain tumors during stereotactic biopsy. A report of 2 cases by Shusuke, Moriuchi and colleagues. The authors present the first 2 cases of 5-aminolevulinic acid fluorescence-guided stereotactic biopsy in patients with thalamic lymphoma and pontine glioma. A 68-year-old woman had a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma of the thalamus, and a 12-year-old boy had a grade 2 diffuse astrocytoma of the pons. In both cases, tissue specimens obtained by stereotactic biopsy were confirmed to be positive for 5-aminolevulinic acid fluorescence under violet-blue light by using an operative microscope in the operating room. This means that these specimens contained target tissues of malignant tumor. 5-aminolevulinic acid is an endogenous body metabolite central to heme biosynthesis that is readily absorbed and metabolized into porphyrins by malignant tumor cells. This phenomenon can aid in tumor resections to identify residual lesion in tumor margins when gross total resection is possible and desirable with malignant cells fluorescing. It would be beneficial to get more information about tumor specimens by using this technique to secure safe and exact biopsies even in the brainstem or eloquent areas of the brain. Segmental anatomy of cerebellar arteries, a proposed nomenclature. A laboratory investigation by Ana Rodriguez-Hernandez and co-authors. The conceptual division of intracranial arteries into segments provides a better understanding of their course and a useful working vocabulary. Segmental anatomy of cerebral arteries is commonly cited by a numerical nomenclature, but an analogous nomenclature for cerebellar arteries does not exist. In this report, a numbering system for cerebellar arteries is proposed. Cerebellar arteries were designated by the first letter of the artery's name in lowercase letters, distinguishing them from cerebral arteries with the same first letter of the artery's name. Segmental anatomy was numbered in ascending order from proximal to distal segments. The superior cerebellar artery was divided into 4 segments, the anterior inferior cerebellar artery into 4 segments, and the posterior inferior cerebellar artery into 5 segments. The proposed nomenclature for segmental anatomy of cerebellar arteries complements established nomenclature for segmental anatomy of cerebral arteries. This nomenclature is simple, easy to learn, and practical. The nomenclature localizes distal cerebellar artery aneurysms and also localizes an anastomosis or describes a graft's connections to donor and recipient arteries. These applications of the proposed nomenclature with cerebellar arteries mimic the applications of the established nomenclature with cerebral arteries. AWAKE surgery for World Health Organization Grade 2 gliomas within non-eloquent areas in the left dominant hemisphere toward a supratotal resection. A clinical article by Yordanka Yordanova and co-workers. Extensive resection significantly increases the survival in patients with diffuse low-grade gliomas. However, conventional MRI underestimates the spatial extent of these lesions. The authors hypothesized that an extended resection with a margin beyond the MR imaging defined abnormalities, that is, a supratotal resection, might improve the outcome. Because low-grade gliomas often involve eloquent brain areas, it is often difficult to achieve such a supratotal resection. It could, however, be possible when the glioma invades non-functional regions, even in the left dominant hemisphere. The authors performed awake electrical mapping to tailor the resection according to functional boundaries, and they took a margin around the glioma visible on MRI while preserving brain function. The data the authors obtained in 15 patients supports the usefulness of awake surgery with intraoperative functional, especially language, mapping, with the attempt to perform a supratotal resection of low-grade gliomas outside eloquent areas. Indeed, the extent of resection was significantly increased in all cases but two, with preservation and even improvement of the quality of life as a result of improved seizure control. Moreover, anaplastic transformation was observed in 7 cases in a control group of 29 patients who had only a complete resection, whereas it was not observed in any of the 15 patients who were treated with a supracomplete resection, demonstrating the impact of this treatment on the behavior of low-grade gliomas. Treatment outcomes for patients with glioblastoma multiform and a low Karnofsky Performance Scale score on presentation to a tertiary care institution. A clinical article by Ovidiu Marina and colleagues. Very little is reported on patients in whom glioblastoma multiform has been diagnosed and who have a low performance status. In some cases, a low Karnofsky Performance Scale score may reflect deficits from the tumor, slow recovery post-surgery, or medical comorbidities. Distinguishing the reason for their low Karnofsky Performance Scale scores may help tease out who may or may not benefit from more aggressive therapy, including resection, radiation, and/or chemotherapy. The Radiation Therapy Oncology Group Recursive Partitioning Analysis Classification for gliomas appears to be helpful in determining who might benefit from more aggressive treatment. Prospective studies are needed for this subgroup of patients with glioblastoma multiform. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.